Next on our agenda is my regular report as Chief Justice to the Council, summarizing my engagements and ongoing outreach activities on behalf of the branch since our last meeting, which was January 23rd. Although this was a short reporting period, my engagements reflect the three roles as Chief Justice of California, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of California, and Chair of the Judicial Council. First, my authority and ability to administer an oath of office was put to good use after our last council meeting when I had the pleasure and honor of swearing in the National Officers of the American Board of Trial Advocates, ABOTA. This included their current national president and our judicial council member, Mr. Mark Robinson. Mark also facilitated a Q&A session where I was able to speak about judicial branch funding and the importance of civics education, two critical and interrelated issues. As a member of the Board of Directors of the Conference of Chief Justices, I attended our mid-year meeting in the state of Georgia during their emergency alert. Apart from hearing budget impact stories and strategies from my peers around the nation, it's also beneficial to participate in the work of their committees and task forces at a national level. I'm currently a member of the Courts, Children, and Families and the Criminal Justice Committee, as well as the Western Region Task Force on the Regulation of Foreign Lawyers and the International Practice of Law. After our Supreme Court's February oral argument session here in Sacramento, I had the opportunity to address students from the McClatchy High School Law Academy and answer some of their very educated and probing questions. I also continued a tradition that I began when I was a Superior Court judge here in Sacramento with a visit to Sutter Middle School, where Ms. Cooperman's 7th and 8th grade students are taught civics, and they're still eager to learn about the Constitution, and I explain the state court system and take Q&A. I also traveled south to the joint meeting of the Inns of Court of the Inland Empire with attendees from Riverside, San Bernardino, Indian Wells, and Murrieta, along with Justice Miller. Judge Lucky moderated a conversation where attendees had the opportunity to hear more about Access 3D, that is physical, remote, and equal access. This also served as an opportunity where Judge Jar and I went to Los Angeles to speak with the Times editorial board. They wanted to know quite a bit about what our funding and what else is happening in the judicial branch. But as with all of us, and especially your work yesterday, legislative advocacy remains a major component of my engagements and outreach efforts this time of year. So apart from conversations with State Bar President Luis Rodriguez and California Open Courts Coalition co-chair Paul Kiesel, I had a number of meetings with legislators from the Senate and the Assembly, as well as representatives from the administration. These included Assemblymember Joan Sawyer, Assemblymember Conway, Senator Huff, Mr. Michael Cohen, Director of the California Department of Finance, Senator Evans in her other role as a legislator, and in their roles with Budget and Judiciary Committees, Senator Nielsen, Senator Anderson, and Assemblymember Wagner. All of these interactions provided me with opportunities to answer questions, provide facts, clarify issues, and put forward our judicial branch perspective, our plan, and the facts about the courts, fiscal condition, and needs. As with all of your meetings, I believe that these meetings are vital to the ongoing collaboration and information sharing as we move through the state budget process. I try to make it a point to say that we want to be the people you turn to for your facts, for all the different decisions that you must make. We'd like to give you the facts so you can make an informed decision. That concludes my report.